broken. His banking fortune may have started on street corners in Brooklyn, but for years now he had made his headquarters in Midtown Manhattan. Cosmetic surgery had given him a reasonably straight nose and a smooth, tight face. His thick gray hair was always perfectly coiffed. But now, roused from his bed after midnight, his Brooklyn origins glared through his careful facade.
"All the friggin' satellites are off the air. Wall Street's in a panic. The president claims some gooks tried to nuke us, and you can't wait until a decent hour to call me."
"How are you fixed for investment capital?" Anson asked, knowing that it would cut through Bartoni's ruffled emotions.
"Huh? Investment capital?"
"Our Able One plane crash landed in Japan less than an hour ago." Before Bartoni could react, Anson went on, "After successfully shooting down a pair of North Korean missiles." Bartoni's expression went from anger to surprise to curiosity. "So that's what the president was talking about in Frisco."
"It was indeed.
Anson Aerospace's airborne laser system defended this country against a nuclear missile attack." Bartoni muttered, "Jeez." Anson continued, "The government is going to want to replace the crashed plane and build new ones."
"And you need investment capital for that," said Bartoni.
With a shake of his head, Anson corrected, "No, the Missile Defense Agency will give us a contract for that, no problem."
"Then what?"
"Satellites," Anson chirped. "There's going to be an immense demand to replace all the satellites that have been knocked out. Now's the time to invest in building satellites and rocket boosters to launch them.
That's already a crowded market, isn't it?"
"Not now, guy." The market's suddenly wide open. "It's going to be raining soup. Let's start getting as many buckets for ourselves as we can."
Author's note. Although this is a work of fiction, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency's airborne laser program actually exists. It consists of a megawatt-plus laser mounted in a specially modified Boeing 747-400F four-engined jet aircraft, much as described in this novel. The purpose of the system is to shoot down ballistic missiles soon after they are launched, while their rocket engines are still burning and they are quite vulnerable. The program's principal contractors include three major aerospace corporations: Boeing, 747-400F aircraft, Active Ranging System, Battle Management System; Northrop Grumman, High Energy Chemical Oxygen Iodine Laser, COIL, Advanced Resonator Alignment System, Laser Fuel Supply; and Lockheed Martin, Laser Beam Control System, Illuminator Optical Bench, Nose-Mounted Turret. This concludes the reading of Able One by Ben Bova. Copyright 2010 by Ben Bova. This book was read by Stefan Rudnicki and directed by Judy Young. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with the Barbara Bova Literary Agency and was produced in 2010 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.